It's here now, and now let's go on stage. Our weekly look at what's happening on the boards across the country, from stand-up comedy to storytelling to, today, celebrations of some of the slices of American life that make us the big loaf that we are.
Your job is to make sure that your partner is going to finish their whole watermelon. Are you ready? One, two, three, do it!
Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, and her before you is the shining star of Texas, Miss Kelly O'Neill. Showing us a modern Westerner ensemble with a vintage twist, Kelly is a vintage of Old West charm mingled with a New West style.
Put your hands together for dude number one. Let's hear it from dude number one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, dude number two with a gong. Strong. Dude number three.
Sounds from the judging of the dudes at the Lebowski Fest in Louisville, Kentucky. Before that, a fashion show featuring cross-dressers at a gay rodeo in Arlington, Texas. And to start, the watermelon eating contest at the Philadelphia Vietnamese Summer Festival. And now we want to take a closer look at the Colorado Black Arts Festival, kicking off in Denver today. They've got three stages going for jazz, blues, gospel, poetry, traditional African drum. Perry Ayers co-founded the festival 28 years ago, a former dancer. He's now artistic director and joins us from City Park in Denver. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we know what it's like when you get something like this going. It is an enormous amount of work that is behind these festivals, isn't it?
Tremendous amount of work. You know, and with people involvement and the planning and the directing and the glitches, everything you can imagine in terms of putting an event of this magnitude together, you got to keep a cool head and be steadfast in what you're doing and be a fast thinker on your feet.
Well, and you have to keep up with a lot of different events, including the annual Boogaloo Celebration Parade, which kicks off tomorrow. What is this parade?
It involves drum and drill teams, step teams, dance companies, specialty floats, and the parade is made based on a lot of excitement, movement, and color.
The Las Vegas High Steppers will be participating. You bring people from out of town. Here's some sound of their routine at the Black Diamond 22nd Annual Drill Team and Drum Competition. Fantastic, Perry. So they are stepping. Just stepping is a form of dance?
It is. It's a step. It's a form of dance and a routine at that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The drumming is an essential part, but the skills of the dancers and the steppers is what it coincides and kind of commits with the drum. A tradition has been going on for quite some time, actually.
What does this mean to the African American community there?
Well, you know what? It is a a very, very prominent part of our community in regards to our youth, in particular our kids. Most teams like this, you have to have a certain grade average, you have to have skills of dance, in addition to discipline. So it has its plus in regards to the young people participating in a drum and drill team.
Well, and with that in mind, you're going to have dance classes, a drum workshop there at the festival, a number of stages, as we said. One is the Joda Village stage. What's the legacy?
Oh, well, it's a tradition. We named it in honor of Mr. Adetunji Joda, who passed away a couple of years ago. He was one of the first to launch African dance in Denver back in 1972. And he's attended the festival over the years, and he's been awarded by the festival. And so we named the stage after him based on dance. Our Joda Village stage is what we call our cultural stage, a stage where we do a spoken word, we do praise dance, we do traditional dance, tap, modern. So it's all based around that in terms of the cultural stage.
And let's listen to a little bit of his legacy. This is the Baba Joda African Dance Group. Perry Ayers, you also mentioned the spoken word. We know there's also going to be a tribute to Maya Angelou, who passed away, a poetry slam.
Right.
Tell us more about the spoken word.
Spoken word, a local organization called Slam Nuba, which is a gathering of poets to convey and deliver a message of, promise, success, of freedom, all the aspects of living in America as an African American. So that's what they're based on.
Here's the Denver Performance Poetry Group Slam Nuba at the Lounge in West Palm Beach in Florida in 2009. Let's listen to a little.
This is not a heart. It's a volume knob. You turn it this way when you wish to scream. Come on. You turn it this way when you wish to whisper. It is a gift and carries much weight with it. Your chest can feel as heavy as an ocean. There is more than enough silence beneath the surface for you to drown in. Be careful. It is a weapon and can hurt people. Yeah. Their ears will not be ready for your anthem. So speak with purpose. Oh. Sound without shape is static, and you were not born a dead channel. You were born scream.
Woo! That was great. Volume Knob from the group Slam Nuba. Uh-huh. Perry, you know, what would you say to people who are hearing this and thinking, this is so inspirational, we have to do this? What to start an event like this, which is now a tradition in Denver, but to when you're starting, it's scary. What should they know?
Well, you know what, I'll tell you what. You know, anything that you can think of in terms of bringing people together as celebrating a people is worth every effort that you put into it. Some people, it takes a little while to understand the concept and the reason why we do what we do, but once they get here and find out, they find it very, very enjoyable and very, very enlightening and educational at the same time.
And everyone's invited.
Yes. The absolute total world. You know, from all walks of life are invited to come and celebrate and to experience a African-American and African, you know, cultural experience.
Well, at the beginning, you were quoted as saying you weren't even operating on a shoestring because your shoes didn't even have strings. That's how hard it was. And yeah. Now it's almost a 30-year tradition. The Colorado Black Arts Festival, Perry Ayers, artistic director, co-founder. Have a blast. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. So if my heart
gave up. Gospel R&B artist Corey Clark will be there as well. To learn more or tell us what you're doing on stage this summer, go to hereandnow.org.